Are these rituals rare? I mean, how many are there that, say, go on a year? I mean, are we talking hundreds or thousands?
There are things happening every month of the year. There is not a month in this 12-month system that something is not happening. And it's usually more than one. I mean, it's every full moon. And then the very important rituals are the summer solstice and the winter solstice, and then there is the vernal equinox and the fall equinox. And there is Samhain, and there is Beltane, there is Imbolc in February, there is Lunisod, which is in the beginning of August. There's a whole week leading up to Beltane, and also leading up to Samhain, that's called Grand Climax.
So May the 1st is Beltane.
May the 1st is Beltane.
Halloween, particularly in America, has become like a mini Christmas, almost like a holiday of celebration with a trick and treat and all this other stuff. But what actually happens outside the public arena that night of Halloween and into November the 1st?
Away from the public arena, there's a ritual that's taking place in six different locations in this country for all of the Councils of 13 in the area that I'm in. It is the Eastside Christian Church on 7th and Temple Street in Long Beach. And it is for the High Council of 13. And in this country on that night, it is satanic ritual. It's actually, there are three nights in a row at that church. The first night is Halloween.
What happens on the night of Halloween?
That night is about the worship and homage to Satan. And that is what a lot of people in this country know that the devil to be. This is about the devil, Satan. And Christianity talks constantly. I mean, I believe they created the Christianity to be what it is. And so they also have created this Satan. And so they control in that way. And on that night, there's a lot of bloodshed, and there are sacrifices made to Satan. There is a person who plays the part of this high council that has to do with this high council. He's not on the high council, but he has to do with playing the part of Satan. He is a televangelist on TBN. He used to be, he filled in for a little while as a lead singer on Iron Butterfly many years ago, and he has long blonde hair.
What's his name?
At this point, I don't recall his name. I recognize his face. I saw it recently on TBN, and then this is his cover, or he is DID, and he plays this part, the great Deceiver Satan, on that night, on Halloween, at this church. And that is what happens on Halloween. And I mean, what else I must say, what is going on with Halloween in this country, it's just becoming so popular. It is also to desensitize people to the whole thing, and even this backlash Christian movement that wants to call it the Harvest Festival, it does not realize that the Harvest Festival has to do with Druidic religion. And again, they are still doing the same thing and celebrating the Harvest Festival. That's what the Harvest Festival is about.
Are many of the so-called Christian rituals, because that's what they are, or festivals or ceremonies, are they actually to most Christians, unknowing representations of these satanic rituals.
Yes, they are. One, for example, Christmas has to do with it's a time. It comes right after the winter solstice, which is a satanic or a druidic celebration. It has to do, there's a day in there called that day, which is not a day. It has to do with the killing of the old king and the birth of the new king, which is a druidic day. On the 24th or the 25th at midnight, there is a ceremony that's specifically for children, and it's called the last bulb on the tree.
Where does that come from?
That is something that's used with children. It's part of programming them into the whole thing. And there were things that would happen to the child that hung the last bulb on the tree on Christmas Eve, as it was a common practice to decorate the tree on Christmas Eve. And the tree in itself is a phallic symbol, and it's paganistic. Christmas is based on pagan day, and back to Roman times, and Christians have given it, they think they have given it a Christian meaning, and it means something else, and it does not. But there is the case that with the last bulb on the tree that has something to do with what happened to this little girl, JonBenet.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Yes, JonBenet Ramsey. And this occurred on this night because of the day it has to do with, and the ceremony that it has to do with. And there were rituals done on that night to these little children. So that is totally tied into it.
I have heard that JonBenet's name is relevant to the rituals. Do you know anything about that?
JonBenet. JonBenet is a satanic deity, or Satan. JonBenet is a name for Satan. And that name is just closely tied in. It's so close. And I don't understand why it hasn't come out. And that I know of, it hasn't been talked about. But that is why she was killed on the day that she was killed. And her family, as far as I'm concerned, her family is involved in this. And that there's always a price to be involved in it. She was the price. This little girl lost her life.
Can we talk about some of the famous names that people around the world would know who, in your experience, have taken part in these rituals that you've conducted? You say you've conducted them in Europe and the United States. Can we start with the United States?
Yes. I have seen at rituals, I have seen George Bush. I have seen Madeleine Albright. I have seen Henry Kissinger. I have seen Ronald Reagan. I have also, by the way, seen his wife, Nancy Reagan. I have seen Hillary Clinton before I knew she was Hillary Clinton at the time at these rituals. She is involved. The other people that I have named I have seen shapeshift into reptilians. I have not seen Hillary Clinton actually shapeshift, but she is involved. I have seen the two sons when they were young, the two sons of George Bush, present at these rituals.
Are these the sons that have become governors since?
Yes. One is in Florida and one is in Texas. I have seen, did I mention Jay Rockefeller? And he shapeshifts. I've seen George Duke Magian and Ronald Reagan again, having been governor in California. There have been people such as Newt Gingrich I saw, and I didn't know at the time that he was Newt Gingrich. I recognized that he was Newt Gingrich when Clinton came into power, and after he was Newt Gingrich was then elected Speaker of the House, and I was horrified to realize that this man was also there. All of this has affected me to the point I don't vote. All of these people seem to all be connected to the Illuminati, and I don't feel like being part of having anything to do with them.
Presidents Carter and Ford and Clinton. And,
I've seen Ford there.
Gerald Ford.
Gerald Ford, yes.
Are they all reptilian bloodlines?
I haven't seen Carter shapeshift.
You've seen him at rituals, have you?
Yes. Gerald Ford, I have seen shapeshift. And Johnson also. Lyndon Johnson. Also, Dr. Joseph Mengele, who took me around to these rituals a lot of the time, was also a shapeshifter. And there were also people that there are people in the European countries that I've seen shapeshift and be involved. And this, it doesn't surprise me any more than it does the people in this country doing it. Is just for some reason more shocking, and it cuts even deeper. Because I have seen the Queen Mother there, and I have seen the Queen there. I've seen Princess Margaret there. I've seen Charles there, and they shapeshift. And I have seen I'm not coming up with his name right now, but he was president in France after de Gaulle. He was there. I've seen him there. I've seen the Rothschilds there. I used to see the Rothschild that lived in England there, but the one that still goes there and is a shapeshifter, Guy de Rothschild, Baron Guy de Rothschild, has been to all of these rituals and has been over in this country under the name of Dr. Barrington and tried to program me and has impregnated me several times with eggs that were taken from me years ago and were impregnated with semen from Pindar and then placed back into my uterus. This has happened to me twice, once at age 39 and this year right before I turned 43. And I had told my therapist ahead of time, before I ever could have known that this had been done to me. And it's happened at a certain place in where I have been living in the San Fernando Valley. It's happened at a house on Tyrone Street in Sherman Oaks. And my understanding is